me heart. I love you so bad.
For true?
What do you mean?
You won't rest me, girl.
I love you. I would do anything at all for you. I love you like a bunch of love affair.
Okay, you'll hear from your presenters in just about 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes, please. And you'll hear from your presenters, Queen and PC Brooms, in 2 minutes' time.
I love you, darling. Oh, darling, doesn't know what you do. Give me a call, but from my heart to my shoe. All in my knee, one down in my foot. Make my feet sweet from my bed to right up. Don't you eat sponge, girl? Call your skin rest off. Out of this world. You're sweet like a red snow cone.
Got enough talk. You really, really got enough talk. Hey, good evening. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Good evening, Ken. Good evening.
How do you do? How was your day?
The day was good, and the weekend was good. The weekend was Father's Day. So, you know, hope all the fathers out there had a great time and enjoyed the day and relaxed.
I had a good day, man.
How were you, Ken?
I had a really, really good day. I played three hand dominoes and I was went up to win and the teeth me out. I played three hand dominoes, I out to win and the teeth me out. You know what to do? The other two guy up on me, so you know. But I quarrel bad. I quarrel real bad. I said, man, I can't do this. I got this, the score is five, you know. I'm 5 and then like 2-1. And suddenly I can't win another game. You know? I tell her, next time I come in the dominoes, I can bring all my dogs with
me. All right, man. Better luck next time.
But I enjoyed my weekend. I enjoyed my weekend.
Yes.
You had six gifts, right? One from each child, right?
Yes.
Yes. Queen, how are you?
Yes, I hear
that. I got your microphone open, wide. Everything here ready for you to talk, man. Talk, man.
Okay, we ready?
My, yes, you're ready, man.
Yeah, man, be there in love. Happy Father's Day to the man up there. Hope everybody had a very good weekend. Also, want to send get well wishes to the Prime Minister.
Yes.
You know, the Prime Minister now got COVID.
Oh, there.
Yeah, I tell when I read the COVID like a meeting term, eventually everybody didn't get the list here, so.
All right. It's not too bad.
It's good around camera on everybody's thing, so wish the Prime Minister, well wishes and everything.
Right.
So we have another episode of My Love, but I encourage everybody to call up a friend, call up a family member, call up your neighbor, call up everybody and tell them to tune in to VRB 92.9 FM.
It's on, yep. Telling me so.
We should be on the internet too. We got to check my WhatsApp people to see if they're getting me loud and clear and all being aware.
Yes, VOB. Online. Yeah.
You know, but not when we finish talking and things, people just call me because some people don't want calling because they don't want nobody to recognize the voice and different things. But some people just call me with some issues that are going on in the life and some of them just be really amazing. One of these days, some of them we all see. We all doing the thing. But tonight's episode, based upon a real situation too. Now, realistically speaking, everybody will be attracted to some person because of usually some kind of physical thing about them, right?
Uh-huh.
Either them good looking, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got the preference when it comes to men or women. Usually, the kind of people expect what they get. One thing like the person and then spirit and the person meet and thing, you know, they don't worry about nothing. They just go over the floor. But there are some people who be very specific in the kind of person they want in their life. There got some women who say, they don't want no short man.
Mm-hmm.
And that is acceptable. Some women say, don't want a man shorter than me. I don't like short men.
Sure, you hear that already,
Right, some women say, don't even can talk with me because you're too short. Mm-hmm. I don't want a short man.
Right.
Another set of women will say they don't like fat men, they don't like the man with a big old belly, he ain't want that there with them. Similarly, the got some women will say they don't like red men, they like them men dark and mobby. And the same thing is going for men. The got some men will say they like a big, Captain Sawyer, like them big, fat and thick.
Big, fat and thick, yes.
They may want the bones, they may want a lot of bones. If you saw them, one of them will say that they're my tight. Too slim, that's too much bones, they like them thick. Big bumper spread out like a police horse, that kind of woman I love.
Right.
And another fellow was saying, no, he don't fit in that division. Too big for he and want a woman that got that lost soul. She like the slim. Like a broomstick, that he division. You know, everybody's got the thing. I got some women, you gotta tell a woman, man, I see your husband up East Coast Road with a little slim woman. And the woman was saying, not he. You see the wrong body, my husband, or like bony women, my husband, like big women. Then you see with the big woman, that's possible because you like the big.
Right.
But the situation is here, now, a man had a woman, when you know, she was slim, had a coke bottle shape, how he liked them, I think.
Yes.
People will remember the water in coke bottles, you know, that figure eight, kind of shape.
36, 24, 36.
That kind of figure.
Right.
But over a period of time, you know, the high children and thing and thing and thing. But she let herself run to ruins.
I hear that every year, run to ruins.
Let herself run to ruins.
Yeah, it's called pop down over there.
Pop down.
Pop down might be the phrase though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when he was first dating, I think she was like a 140 pounds, and then she had on a little cane and a little cane here and then a little cane here. Then she started to hint at she that she's getting too big. And he's the man that told her from day one, he do not like fat women. He don't like that size, it is a turn off for him. And over the last few years, she had on a little, because if you add on 2 pounds every year, after 20 years, that's 40 additional pounds.
Wow. Yep.
Right. So over a period of time, she's gone over the 200 mark. And all he preached and he prayed to her, And man, where you thinking? And she got this kind of layback, lackadaisical kind of behavior, but she loves herself how she is. And she tried once or twice to lose a little few pounds and things, but she would eat salad today and tomorrow, then the next day she's back with a 12-inch pizza. You know, so she ain't consistent. Yeah, she was very gym 1 2 days, and then next you know she talk, but she legs hurting, she back hurting, and the man in gym all kill she, or she belly hurting, she down with that there thing. So eventually the pounds just keep on pulling on and pulling on. And my boy lost interest. All the same people that talk, but for better or for worse and all kind of thing. But he's only a man, and he don't find his wife attractive anymore. They don't have the bedroom activity because, as far as he's saying, she does not turn him on. When he looked at her in the bed, it looked like a hippopotamus or something like that. He's not turned on by it. He thought that she, and he just, money just gone. He can't leave it. But so he's asking, you know, if he's being unreasonable. If he's being unreasonable, he does not, that's what the man says, he does not find big women attractive. That is not his style. And as far as his company concerned, his woman done pop the gate and gone about your business. He ain't interested. He might wander right now, and he looking elsewhere to see, you know, if he can find something.
And when he met her, she was slim.
She was slim. Mm. She
right,
had
right.
She was how he liked his women. She
right.
Slim. And he's a man that's trying to take care of himself.
Right.
He's a man not looking at PC Bones. He's a man that got limb muscles and things. You know, he's going to be slim, he's going to be a bitch and jog by the evening, he's trying to eat healthy and all that kind of thing. But in her thing, she ain't interested in the salads and things. Woman, that she hamburgers and she snack boxes and she ice cream and she sweet bread
and pork chops.
And pork chops.
All the wrong foods.
And as far as she's concerned, you know, he's just being ridiculous. He want her to do things that she's not comfortable doing, and she was slim. She all her thing is that she getting old. Yeah, getting old. You put on weight. You ain't nothing wrong with putting on weight. The got men that will see she a luxury. What wrong with you and all kind of thing? That's her being. But he saying, no, I don't touch her. I don't ever touch her. She don't inspire me to come in the bedroom and do nothing. So I gone past that everything.
Wow.
Problems.
So you're looking outside now.
She's looking back somewhere for a little pork bottle shit.
Oh, wow. That's serious one there. He told her up front, you know, that he let you in and everything. And even brought it to her attention, which was the correct thing, communication.
No, Queen, with a subject like this, he ain't going to give me 5 minutes to get 10 more receptionists to answer these calls. Listen, bro. I can't manage these calls tonight.
He started right. You know, the communication. But I think the next step now is for him to directly intervene now. Because she was going to the gym on her own and it wasn't working out for her. So I think it's him now to, you know, to get her out and try to fit her in his routine. Because he's taking himself right, Queen.
Yeah, he's a fella. He had a big heavy gym man that's gonna gym 4 times a week and then. But the fella that would get him, you know, 3 or 4 times a week and get on my beach and get a little walk and sign, you know.
Right. I think that's a good place to start, you know, because that's like exercise. And I think, you know, the whole outdoor thing, be a partner on a beach is a good way to start before you get into any more serious exercise.
But she interested in that and so on.
Man, she gotta get interested in something, so man. Cause I mean, he brought it to her attention.
She wants a good talking to by her friends. Yeah, this is where outside influence matter a lot. Outside influence matters a lot. Somebody should see your puppet. The man begging you to exercise. The man paying for you to go to exercise. Right. Are you a reduced, ignoring it? You're so big and fat you are. Well, you don't try and listen to him, man. You're going to lose the man. You understand? She wants straight talk. She, Queen, she wants straight talking to. But
there got some men that do the same thing. There got some men that the women meet nice and trim. And then the men over the period of time ran to Roy too.
But them two weren't talking to. You understand?
He weren't talking to too.
Yes. They need to meet a person like me or peace rooms who can tell them it politely and kindly, but frankly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Got to talk to them. Are you ready to open your lines? Because the lines are going to be ringing in a second.
Right. Remind the people the numbers there again.
4341790, everybody. And if you're calling from outside, as we would like to hear the people from St. Lucia and St. Vincent, it is 1246. But for locals, 4341790. One call, and you are on to all the lines. So let's see who's going to be our first right. caller. I haven't heard Sophie last week. I know I'm the, he must be running fat now, too.
All right, my first person on the WhatsApp saying that he's not unreasonable, you know, is also a health concern as well. So
right, okay, let's we got a few calls coming in. Go ahead, please. Good evening.
Go ahead, call.
Good night.
Good night. Hello?
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, the thing about it is that I'm speaking it from let me say a health point of view. It might not be a situation whereas, for me personally, right, I was slim. But now as I get older, I'm going through, like, beginning my, let me say, changes. I find that I pack on a lot of weight. I have a husband. If he come and say to me, well, look, you know what, I gonna look for somebody else because I want a Coke bottle, but right now you look like a pet bottle and turn the light. It will hurt me, but I would like alone because I ain't gonna sit there and anybody make the laugh and pour it at me. You understand? But on a serious note, see, this is the thing that I always say that people say, I don't mind size, I don't mind this, and I don't mind that. But that, when it comes to relationship, them is that, you know, size and mannerism and ways and that kind of thing is be really important, right? But I understand they got some women who did that. When the time comes, they want to sit down and eat 9,000 ring dings from Chefette and get
little. Don't call, no. We don't want you to call the company's name, though. That was a commercial. We understand that. But we don't want you to call, don't say who to bite, don't tell them where to bite the ring dings from.
All right. Right? you know, 50 hamburgers and get like South Albert. Yes, there are women who did that. You know, for any moment, they got a man and, get a man or somebody that they like, you know, happen to be successful in achieving them or getting them, however you want to term it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for any time they get in, they know that them is a star. It's woman, them ain't care, them just doing it. You know, but as I said, I'm speaking from a personal perspective. It's not always that the person sitting down and don't want exercise. Because to be honest with you, telling me that I'm fat, it don't move me because I know that I'm fat. You were going to tell me things that I ain't know. It don't bother me. So my thing about it, you know, it's neither here nor there with me. And for, as I said, when speaking out on a serious note, it might not that she don't want to do anything about it, but it's because her body going through changes, hormone changes, and so forth, that could be causing the problem, you know? And I feel personally, if this is a woman that he had really loved, he should, you know, they should try to sit down and get some kind of counseling and see how they could work. You know, work it through. If that can't work, well, forget about the whole thing. And he got you, he went, and she got hers. That's my point for tonight.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you, thank you. Very well said, very well said. Keep the calls coming in. You know, the calls don't last too long. So you have to keep calling, and you will get in. Okay? I have to speak to the engineer. I don't understand the system myself. I must ask that. Because I figured the calls should hold on till they answer it. Good evening.
Hello?
Good evening.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. Oh, you are so loud on the air. Everybody can hear you there.
Okay, now this is my take on that, right? I find that women, from the time they get the man and the man married to them, they let themselves run to ruin. They're no longer interested in how they're looking, and they start eating all these unhealthy things. And for me, right? If the man wanted a fat woman, that is who he would have gone for. Because I the same way, I ain't want a fat man neither. So I agree with the man. They want to agree that he have already not attached her, because if the body ain't attracted to you, you can force attraction. If he was attracted to somebody, that is who he would have gone for in the first place. You don't like nobody fat. If you get, I ain't interested in you neither. So
your man, you got another slave man?
Of course, and he told me in the beginning he does not lay fat with me, so I am slim. And I am in my 50s, and I remain slim because I do not go about eating hamburgers, hot dogs, and all
that. Don't call nobody name, don't forget.
I know that.
All right, there.
I know that. And what I do, I make sure the last thing that I eat before I go to bed at night is always something that will not put on any weight, like a fruit, anything like that. So sometimes what you eat is when you eat it, because I just eat things too. But I'm not going to eat a hamburger as the last thing before I go to bed. Even tonight, I had an apple. And the exercise is going to be a waste of time, because you cannot take off the amount of calories that you are. If you're putting on more, right? If you're putting on a lot, and you're just doing a little.
You can't expect to burn it off.
Right.
You're going to be cutting canes or working in construction.
Right. So, as I said, if she really was interested in the marriage from the first place, then the man that talked to her, she will listen, because if my husband keep telling me, well, I ain't find you attractive, you're getting too big or whatever, there ain't a way that I didn't even care. But you see, women think that because the man married them for better for worse, once he tell you he does not want something, it's for you to listen, so that he won't have to look other places. So that's what women need to do, and start finding a lot of stupid excuses. But oh, you're getting older, and oh, you're packing all the way in, that you're getting older and packing all the way in, eating like a pig.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. That's an iron ball. I use another ball next time. That's an iron ball. All right. Thank you very much, though. All right. We're continuing with the calls. Go ahead, please. Queen, and take this call.
Hello. Good evening, Control.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi. Control, you're loud and clear.
How are y'all guys doing?
Hanging in.
Good. We are good.
Okay, you see this conversation, I can blow this out the water.
Man, do that. I don't want somebody blow it in the water.
Listen. You see this fat thing and this pig thing and giving people all these names and things. I'm a big person, right? I am a big person. A lot of people know my voice because I always call names on different topics. You see this whole situation here, and gentlemen in Starcom, one of the best radio stations in the world.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. This way it's, man. Not like these people in the cell run to run. You got to be big and got the technique to do what you got to do to make your man happy. You see all this you see all this perfect body and thing? Ain't saying nothing. Because I'm going to tell something. Do the same techniques that the young girls is doing. Turn from the head and twist and turn and twerk and do up. You're going to blow their main money. Because I see it happen already to me all my life. When I marry the perfect body, I come back to speak sexy, big, and let them know who know my voice, know it. I'm going to come back to
watch your conduct. Watch your conduct, darling. Don't let me get too sexy.
The perfect body could do. She could do. These big women out there, sexy and pretty and look good, doing. Let a body bug when a dong. You see a big woman looking so right, get sweet no man, the not the main more watering man. Check the big and beautiful shows, man. The little ten men and the fat men, all sizes to be there watering with their big teeth, sweet, big legs, sweet for breasted women come out.
You should see the smile on PC room face. PC Bruce get sit. PC Bruce get on the beat from the bar.
He could twerk and jerk two man and make them out water. So if you want to get one to the perfect body wise, you got to come back to the big sweet sugar.
Oh dear.
When a husband's out, when a man, when a go miss them for the night. one of the mess of the sit out with dominoes, the out doing this, that, the wrap up any big women arms. I have a good night, my dear.
My thank you.
All right.
Lord have mercy.
Mike dropping.
Well,
Mike dropping, she's out.
PC Bruce, he dropped the mega god.
Drop
the
man.
Wow. Oh, she left. Listen, she left me breathless.
Yeah.
I just say that is going for if you like yeah. If you are into big women.
Yeah.
If you like big women and you start with a woman that big, you know how much she want a little more size.
But yes, though.
But you want them. You want them to go and get big. Look, let me take this call before the news. One last call before the news. Correct. Come in, please. Straight to PC Brooms.
Hey, good night, Mr. Brooms. Hello.
Good night.
Well, I didn't say that. You don't call women fat. You take a sweet cornet milk. And all that girls is not cool. It's how women are very successful man. You be a woman. But I've got some women, you just want. I want Jimmy, I tell you stop. You got the wrong leg in the middle. You want bank and not barber. But you got pass on me. I don't call women fat. I admire me, they love and respect me. You know what I mean? That's called take a sweet, like cornet milk. I see some of those are going to be hello, they sweet like honey. Sir. So I tell you women, don't let one call me fat. I don't be good next to them. I love them.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay. You don't call them in fact, that's disrespect. You don't call them fat.
You don't call them sick.
Give me a few minutes here. We can go and hear the news and hear the latest. I hear what is going on right. Voice of Barbados, okay? And the rest of the world, okay? The time in Barbados and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean has slipped down to 9:30. It is time for the latest from Starcom Network News, after which we'll return to Mad Love. Good evening.
The latest news is brought to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Shower in the morning, shower in the evening, or take a fresh at night. Enjoy a warm shower with Solar Dynamics, you'll feel alright. Comfort, safety, temperature guaranteed. Long service, fulfilling your every need. Take a shower in comfort, no more ouch with water touch you. Solar Dynamics is the best for you. Save on electricity, be environmentally friendly. Solar Dynamics is the one for you.
This is the 9:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I'm Ricardo Roberts. The International Monetary Fund predicts the Barbados economy will grow by 11% this year. The forecast is contained in a press statement on the 7th review under the Extended Fund Facility Arrangement and Staff Report, which is published today on the IMF website. The report states that despite significant economic shocks associated with the COVID-19 pandemic, twin natural disasters and the war in Ukraine, Barbados has made good progress in implementing its Economic Recovery and Transformation Plan, or BERT, to restore fiscal and debt sustainability, rebuild reserves, and increase growth. International reserves increased to $1.5 billion at the end of 2021, supported by loans. According to the IMF, this and what it says has been a successful public debt restructuring helped rebuild confidence in the country's macroeconomic framework. The statement adds that economic growth is projected at 11% for 2022, premised on a robust recovery of tourism, which is expected to return to pre-pandemic levels by 2024. The IMF adds that the outlook nonetheless remains highly uncertain and risks are elevated, including from higher global commodity prices following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It notes this has triggered price rises. Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources Santia Bradshaw promises to fix the issues at the Barbados Licensing Authority, describing some of the past problems there as a hot mess. Ms. Bradshaw was speaking in the House of Assembly, where she highlighted the need to modernize a number of government agencies. She referred to the many complaints about the difficulty of doing business at the Licensing Authority.
It also requires us to modernize places like the Licensing Authority, because that was a hot mess. And thank God that we've been able to get to the point where we now have the BRA office, the Barbados Revenue Authority, back to the Pine location. Again, our ability to listen to the people and to understand that the people sometimes has got more sense than those who sit in high places.
But she sees a need to continue the overhaul there and elsewhere.
And I agree, sir, wholeheartedly, that services like the Licensing Authority must be reformed. And we are on the process, in the process of doing a number of those things and rolling them out. But we are also mindful that, you know, change is a difficult thing sometimes, sir, to accomplish. And you have to work with people in order to get those changes to become a reality. And we will work with persons to be able to make that shift to modernize a number of these entities.
Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Santia Bradshaw. The Scotland District Road Rehabilitation Project is expected to create a number of jobs. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, told the House of Assembly that the fallout from COVID-19 pandemic has put significant strain on government's finances, a situation now compounded by the effects of the Ukraine war. He was seeking to explain why the loan from a Chinese bank is necessary. Mr. Strachan says such resources of funding are critical for key projects and disclosed that the low interest loans comes on highly concessional terms.
The government of Barbados is borrowing from the lender, the Export-Import Bank of China. It is approximately, sir, $256,600,000. The purpose, sir, is to finance the execution of the Scotland District Rehabilitation Project. And the term of the loan, sir, is 20 years. What I want to impress upon the public, sir, through you, is that there will be a grace period of 60 months, sir, from the effective date of the agreement. 60 months. 5 years, sir. 5 years grace period. Which means, sir, we have some time and space, sir, to get the works done before we start to repay the loan.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan. This country's private cane farmers will have in the next few weeks a consultant's report on the future structure of the sector as government exits. Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seely, tells Starcom Network News the matter is the subject of discussions with government.
We've had meetings with the Prime Minister. We're well aware of her position, and I think all the stakeholders are on board with that position. We have had consultants down in Barbados about a couple of months ago, and they have spent a lot of time going through the factory, the field, etc. And we're actually awaiting their very detailed report, which we expect to get within the next couple of weeks. So we look forward to looking at that, reviewing it, and also submitting that to the Ministry of Agriculture and also the Prime Minister. She's well aware of the report.
Chairman of Barbados Sugar Industries Limited, Mark Seely. Residents of Britain's Hill are shocked and confused over the circumstances surrounding the death of Raheem Camacho. Camacho was found hanging from a tree at Lansdowne Enterprise Christchurch on Sunday.
He's a very quiet person. I never heard him in any incident with any person or even quarreling. He always the only company block, sit down very quietly, and then when he finished, he spent his time sitting on, relaxing on the block, being ready, get him, go home. I never heard him, as I said before, I never heard that he was involved in any sort of incidents with any person, to my understanding. But what I can tell you from my point of view and from my knowledge, he's a very quiet person.
The police are still trying to determine the circumstances of his death and have issued an appeal for anyone with information on the case to come forward. NBA champion and All-Star Andrew Wiggins has been seen on social media repping his Barbadian heritage just days after winning his first NBA championship with the Golden State Warriors. The player, who played a vital role in the team's victory against the Boston Celtics on Thursday night, was posing in a photo with his mother, Marita Payne Wiggins, who is Barbadian-born but is a Canadian Olympic silver medalist. The two were holding the flag of Barbados with a celebratory arrangement of blue, yellow, and white balloons. Many Barbadians took to popular social media platform Twitter to praise and congratulate the player, expressing pride and joy in the fact that he has recognized his roots in the excitement of the moment. And that was the 9:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a division of One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good night.
The latest news came to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Hi, I'm Leslie Gregg. I'm dropping in to invite you to listen to a top show that is one of the most relaxing and educational shows on nighttime radio. The show is called Lyrical Interpretation. We take the time to analyze the lyrics of songs like I Did It My Way. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Love me a little longer.
When you love me just a little bit longer.
And others. Please join us every Wednesday evening at 9. Ken Husbands and the Pantheon of Luminaries will fill your evening with laughter and priceless enjoyment. I look forward to seeing you. Listen every Wednesday evening at 9 on Voice of Barbados 92.9 FM.
Oh, thank you so very much. That was a full package of news, and then we had some more information. Okay, Voice of Barbados. So let me give you a quick time check. It is 20 minutes before 10 o'clock and you're listening to Voice of Barbados. And I agree with what the lady said, who was one of our last callers. This is one of the best radio stations in the world. Oh, yes. And that is why I am here. And that is because I am here.
Sweetheart, I love you so much.
Now, one little point I need to make, or one very, very big point, is that it takes a very wise man to play a fool's part. I just want everybody to digest that for a while. It takes a very wise man to play a fool's part. So don't criticize comedians of the ilk of Queen and Constable Brooms, okay? Those guys are educated. So if next time you call me off air and tell me these things, we can get away. Those guys are very well educated. It takes a bright man, a very intelligent man, to play a fool's part. The next voice you're going to hear is a very intelligent man, PC Brooms.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the second. You can't call it the second half because it's not even a half. We're done yet, so we are back. Mad love, the rest of it.
My yes.
Yes, Queen, you know, as usual, we're going to give the people a recap.
Queen, my Queen, wake up, man. Queen was in there drinking wine, you know.
Yes, sir.
You cogitating?
I was here reading some of my WhatsApp messages. They got enough messages. So he said, yeah. Therese did this here. You know, as we said earlier, everybody got the preferences and who they like. Some people like, some women like a big man, some women don't like a short man, some men like a slim woman, some men like a big woman. You know, some people, some men don't like red women, some women don't like dark men, and so on, so on, so on, so on.
Right.
Right. So we have a situation where a man from day one, you know, when he met his woman, you know, in the conversations, he tells you, see, straight up, he don't like big women, fat women, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that time she had a nice little quart bottle figure.
Mm-hmm.
So as the years progress, you know, she start putting on a few pounds, and he would hint at her, bird, you're getting, you're playing nonsense. So he's coming here, man. You know, I tell you, all like big women and that kind of thing. But she didn't pay any money. She just keep on eating and drinking. You know, he's coming and saying, what was that? You didn't know that ice cream milk? My cheese on, bro. You know, what are you doing at all? You know, and then she start putting on the pounds and packing on until she get what we would call fat. What is all the downward, but she get big and fat. And it turned off my man. My man tells you, man, you're trying, I mean, you know, I don't like big women, and you're still with this.
Yeah.
So, but she would try every now and then. She would, you're 1, 2 days, she'd eat little salads and different things, and then, you know, she'd go back to the 12-inch pizza and the snack box and the hamburgers and thing, ice cream and corn and the sauce every side and thing. You know, and she would start she would start doing the exercise, and then she would talk, but she needs her and she back her and she go back to the same thing. So, my man, this is over 6 months. That he ain't had a bedroom relationships with the bitch. Because he said when he look at she, he don't be turned on. It is. No, people from me watch asking me where the love gone. That he didn't truly love she, you know. Okay? But the reality is, the man say after a while, when you got to buy food, the first thing, the food is going to catch your eyes. If the food ain't displayed properly, you don't feel it eating it. That, and it's the same thing with him and the woman. You understand? She ain't look like what he look in bed. Mm-hmm. So he just turned off and he's wandering out. You know, he looking somewhere else. So the question is, if he being unreasonable, or if she could try a little harder, or if you suggest, because you say for better or for worse, if once you love some person, you don't care if they get big and fat and look like a mini bus. If you love that person, you love them for who they are. I call that their son, Wally, I call that damn it that.
But yes, as I said before, he tried, you know, he opened up correctly, you know, he started the conversation and he told her how he felt. That's the first and the most important thing. So the next thing now is executing the old plan now to get her back in the shape. And like I said, start small, and he should try to encourage her, and, you know, and hold her hand and walk through the process with her. He seems to be a man that's taking care of himself too, so he know.
Right, he do the exercise and thing. Right. One thing is to talk to her about the health issues, the NCDs and different little things.
Exactly, all of that you got to talk to her.
Because just know she can come down with high blood pressure and diabetes and new rest.
You're opening up yourself to diabetes and high blood pressure, stroke and heart disease.
Right, all them things.
But you don't be a demand too. Mm-hmm. You know, the frustrating thing with you, and then it become insulting. So she would feel that he's attacking her. When he asked, what's that? You didn't know you was a pig. No, this thing was like, you didn't put in a sauce at 11 o'clock. You was a pig. And she said, you know, that's how it does be. So she would feel insulted when he tried to talk. Because he might not be after all the frustration. Maybe such that you're talking like them all.
Well, Queen, don't feel insulted because he can stop you and bring in a call. Don't feel insulted.
Okay, go ahead. Dead.
All right, go ahead.
Come in, please. Queen is going to talk to you. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello? I called before I had to call back again. I hear everybody talking about shape. What is a shape? As far as I know, from when they go in school, a circle was a shape, a square was a shape, a rectangle is a shape. Why do people say that a shape is supposed to be something of every sort of importance where a relationship is concerned? I don't understand that part. So please, I want Queen to explain.
Are you saying the man behaving
childish
then?
Huh?
Are you saying the man behaving childish?
Well, yes, because there's no way that somebody can say to me that my husband can take me up and make a room and say that he loves me, and because I move from a cold bottle now to a pet bottle or a gallon bottle that he don't want me anymore. He can't be in love.
But that's what the man don't like gallon bottles. You don't want the man to lick a gallon bottle.
But are you forced me to lick? No,
if the man wants gallon bottle, he's going to marry a gallon bottle. You know what I mean, so...
But you think about it. My point is, I wasn't always a gallon bottle, right? we start out as a court battle. Here it is, you are saying that you love me, you made a vow to me, or let me, well, don't be saying, well, yeah, if it's a vow to be married, right? But boyfriend and girlfriend, you say that you love me, I mail it to tell me what I want to buy us, but you and all kind of thing. I move now from a quart bottle, went to a pet bottle, gone now to a gallon bottle, and you can say to me, you don't want me anymore, it can't be love. That means that you'd have never loved me from the heart. You'd have loved me for what you look like, for how we look. But my point is that part of love
is your behavior, your looks. And then that you're getting an accident and lost a leg, you know, and that, and so it, that you let yourself just run to ruin. Mm. And the man is saying, why are you letting yourself run to ruin? You don't
but
look attractive to me. You don't look, that is not what
but
you want.
Everybody that gets fat, as I made in the first time I called, everybody does not die. Get fat doesn't mean that they sit down and eat a whole saucepan of food. It has to do with your metabolism rate. Some people burn up energy faster than others. And as they keep making this point all the time, and I'm not, it got me feel disturbed, because if some person going to like me because of shit, you know, believe me, the party is from the beginning then. Because it means that you can, it's supposed to be, you know, something from your heart, not from your sight. It's the love supposed to come from your heart. So it means then, all right, I do girlfriend, and they go on knowing and lost, oh, you only got one, or you going to say you don't want me anymore because I look a blind mug. Them things,
them I don't
things
think it that, but if it is something that you are in control of.
But no, the thing about it, you're missing the point. Everybody is not in control of it.
I you understand that, but some men would figure that you are in control of it. Some men will watch you or see you eating all the time, all through the day, you're eating, and you're eating not healthy. You're doing it, but you're certainly, but these warehouse places are buying a big tray of donuts. And you're eating more, you're eating 40 cents.
But you know the thing about it, right?
You're eating food and eating, so you're up at the fast food place with a snack box and a roti. You're eating
well, you know what?
12 o'clock by the night.
I think it's for me personally. Are you speaking
some men that drink 12 beers every day, I've got a big lot of belly in front of them. You think the woman won't feel good looking at that big? That's all you're doing, sir? No.
But as
they say, when the man runs to ruin, I've got this big guts and this, and down by the chair, and a big baby there, so a big guts, I'm going to be late, and take watching TV. She's looking at how lucky he looks. A little big hippopotamus. That does not turn her on. You feel like when a man got a woman and he got on it, baby, she put and she wrapped them masterola bed, just bought some cash, read it all, that can turn on a man.
But that's the thing, but that's the difference. Rubbing it with masterola and chilling oil and whatever else. But to be honest with you, I don't think that everybody should be classed in the same thing, because the fact means that they sit down eating a whole bowl full of a box full of donuts or whatever the case may be. Some women just overdo it, or some men just overdo it, but at the end of the day, you can't label everybody the same thing. For me personally, I'm telling you, if it is that I get fat and you don't want me anymore, I'm an athlete, so I ain't running around the stadium, I'm running around the garrison. Galan left me.
Galan left you because I have a lot of calls. Thank you. Right. Come in, please. PC Bruins will take this call.
All right,
yes,
good night.
Yes, sir.
With the lady that calling there just now, there's some that you can give it to if it's a health issue, like the bed unknown, the phones, and they can't seem to do anything about it at that point of time. But and as you say, there's a lot of females that actually build our size and like to stroke their ego that they look real good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem, because they become so comfortable where people saying, well, don't mind he, man, you look taken good and this and that. You understand? But really and truly, after your friends tell you that you run in the mirror for yourself and tell yourself, yo, hey, the man, right? Yeah, yo, just ship or whatever. But you're so lazy in the mind, you got a blockage in your mind that you can't find it fit to get out there, to get yourself back to where you were. You understand? And the lady I called before that talking about, she can blow up, and that's right, because at the end of the day, you're fucking awesome, but such things can break down, you know? At the end of the day, the reason that the guy is coming over at night is because he don't want to be seen in the day with you. And as simple as that. You understand? So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling us. Thank you for calling us. We got a million calls over here. Go right ahead. Coming, Queen.
Go ahead,
Kaka. Good evening.
I like the man. Good evening. Go ahead.
I can put another spin to this there, no.
Man, put another one on it, man. Put another one on it. Put two.
He's spinning.
Come here, spinner.
All right. What about the woman that tell you, man, no, you call the uncle, he like my food.
Okay. So she ain't giving it the food.
No.
She prefer to give it the man.
That's the support woman.
All right, man. All right, that's a good spin. Come in, please. Queen is going to take this one. They're taking it every other. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
Hello.
I'm calling back again. I'm behaving myself this time.
All right.
The other caller said just now, right? He was right about looking at it from a different point of view, a healthy point of view. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I'm being comfortable. Yes, I know you need to lose weight and everything. But when you big and, you know, everybody coming at you with the same issues. And that guy sounded like somebody that come with me at night. You know, I can't be sure about people that want me seeing me as a beautiful woman. I gotta tell you, he better don't start me. But anyhow, what some of the guys are saying, what Queen is saying, is absolutely correct. Because fear is fear. If your boyfriend or your husband see you getting too big and he love you for you, he would really take you to exercise and stuff. We all know that we gonna lose weight and we gonna do something good with our lives because everybody's metabolism rate is different, which is true. But okay, you can get all the smaller situation here now. I was involved with a guy years ago. And he came back now and saw me bigger. So I thought he was coming by me and eating and saying, because he's eating a guy, you know. I said, wait, what happened to you that you don't even look at me and, you know, you don't want to hold my hand on it. So I stopped him from coming and get all these sweet pork chops and saying this food and thing. I tell you, I mean, he looked on the TV. He said, oh, that woman, she looked so big. I said, years ago, when me and you used to move together, I was big, but I was not as big now. So you only come around me for food, make sure it don't come back with my host.
Okay. All right. PC Brooms, don't go back at the woman's house.
Steve May is coming for certain things. You understand? That way, he's the right boy to put him in a place. Here in the Salvation Army.
All right, there. All right. Okay. We got a lot of calls coming in. A good evening. It is 7 minutes before 10 on Mad Love.
Good night.
Hello.
Listen, I can say this here. I was selling, yes, no. But all that glitters is not gold. Often have we heard that told. Many sometimes, they so have sold for the sake of lots of gold. Now, first of all, if you can't like me, well, like ding ding, you can't walk around with me, well, like your Prince Charles. I can tell them, if you like me, just for what I could give you, it's error. I can tell them, spend the summer, which part of spend the winter. Because, you see, they got women that big and everything. I don't like to call them immaculate and, you know, like, take a silicone and smell. But,
yes.
Men got to look past the face and look at the woman's heart. Because I got rid of this or that. So, nobody will sell us and they take care of the men. You know what I mean? But look at men up there that want women because of football and, oh, how much money we got to give me? It's error. That woman that's on just now, she knows the truth. And I tell them the truth. God bless you, everybody.
Thank you.
All right,
come in, please. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Ken Husband.
Good evening, ma'am.
Belated Father's greetings to you.
Thank you very kindly.
I can talk now?
Yes, you may. Oh, yes, you may speak. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
You've got to turn off the radio, though. And I can let you speak with Queen.
Oh, that's before I was in the
league. Yeah, you talk with Queen. Queen, come in, please.
Yes, please. But the to go ahead. Want the radio off and they can hear properly. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead. He can hear you now.
I think, first of all, is lack of respect and communication. You don't like a person for how they look. You like a person for what you see in them and can go from there. And if the guy had sat down with the lady and talked to her, find out what was wrong with her. You could go as far as take her to the doctor, because sometimes it don't always be what you're eating. It's because your body structure, you got some sickness that people can't get small, they just add fat and things like that. So it don't be too hard to jump and say people getting fat and eating like that. You got to study the human behavior. And we are too judgmental in dealing with people.
But ma'am, if you remember the scenario Queen gave, he said that the lady, she said that the lady was eating, and eating everything in sight. She was on a seafood diet, eating all the food you see. That was the problem. That's the scenario that was given, you know. And further, the partner was offering to get her exercise and so on and so on, and she just ignored him. Okay.
But that is the scenario.
Now, so that is the specific position. No, because you can get a lot of different positions, but this one.
If you keep telling people that about something that is negative, they are not inspired.
But I really am not sure how to deal with that part of psychology, because the only way to tell you that you must wipe your foot when you come in the house is if I tell you so all the time. And the reason I'm telling you that all the time, because you're doing it all the time. So that is a kind of psychology that is complex.
True.
When every time you break the speed limit, Siebert Johnson can stop you and say, but you break the speed limit again. You understand? So where does it stop? So when you have a partner that is eating badly all the time, it means that every time the person eats badly, sometimes you get angry, sometimes you get soft, but you got to keep eating badly again.
So
you don't have to shout.
What the man could have done is cook.
He should do what?
Do the cooking.
Yeah, but a man cooks better than him. And don't talk with me.
Don't talk with me, PC Brooms.
Because if we can cook for you, it means you can get fat in a minute. Because we cook real good. You understand what I'm saying? No. You know, if you put me to cook, you can get, oh, Lord have mercy. You can eat all the cuckoo one time.
You mean you'll be hungry in 5 minutes' time?
You cook healthy food and then you spring back and down. You can buy a large spring. That is dessert.
Let the men do the cooking who have a problem with the women eating.
We can cook, man. All right, we can cook.
And do that.
Thank you, sweetheart. Food game finished at 10:30. Good evening. It's 2 minutes to 10. Put on. Hello.
Hello.
Come in, please.
Good night to everyone.
Let me see who can take this call. Okay, PC Brooms can take this call.
Good evening.
Good evening, PC. Well, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. The woman talk about disrespect. Some of them speak about disrespect. And so, let me tell you about my mother. Since I know her, she had 12 children. And you know what's 12 children, and I go up see my mother take care of herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
she
aim, and with that 12 children, she ain't got big and fat, because even though she was working, she make sure that she look after herself, right?
Yeah.
And I, too, even people say when you eat that you must relax. Well, when I eat, you know what I used to do? If you could run on the spot or walk on the spot for 50 minutes, you will not get like a tub of lard, right? And if the guy, right, get you...
Simple things.
Right? And he's telling you that he don't like fat. It's not that he's insulting you. He's telling you what he likes, right?
Yeah.
And you can control it, because you don't have... Even if you're eating like that, if you can't stop eating, exercise is do a lot for you, and even though you might be in a lot, you will be healthy still. So I don't think this excuse about thing. You could be sick and you could be exercising, right?
Correct. Totally agree with you. Exactly.
No, ma'am, don't go away, please.
Yes.
You say that you were one of 12 children?
Yes, please.
Pray tell, what is it like to be a part of a family of 12? meaning, and of course you may have had a grandmother, your mother is still there, that's a two more, and the father, etc. What is it like to be part of such a large family? I honestly don't know. So I'm not being facetious. I'm being sincere. It's okay. I'm being sincere in my asking.
It's okay. It's not all 12. She had 12 children, but not all 12 was alive. 6 was alive.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Right. Well, that's a different figure. All right. Okay. Well, look, thank you for calling us.
You're welcome.
And please, you see, you're still slim. Don't get fat.
Nope. I hate when
because let me tell you, major men don't like
my clothes getting. I can't fit into my clothes.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Blessings. Good evening. A minute after 10.
Good night to all.
Hello, Miss Undecided.
Yes, please.
You call here, to confuse me, right? You call to give me real trouble. Let me see what have you decided on.
Okay, good night to Queen and good night to PC Brooms.
Yeah, good night, good night.
Yes, this is what I believe. Both of them should work together. Go shopping together for healthy things.
Mm-hmm.
He should do all the cooking.
Who should do all the cooking?
The man, so that she will eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And she don't go in the gym. Or two of them could go on the beach, or they could go walking or evening. If they have a garden at home, both of them could work in the garden.
True.
Or they could even enroll in a dance club.
Miss Alicited, I want you to say it like it is. I am asking you to say that the lady should humble herself and get into... No, that's you missing. The lady, PC Brooms, all them skirting around this thing. Do not pussyfoot around the issue. Hit the thing straight on. And by the way, that verb to pussyfoot means to dodge around, to dance around, okay?
Right,
let me get that clear first. I am saying here, you need to say, we need to say that the lady needs to humble herself and realize that with or without the man, she needs to be in better condition. If she has a health problem and she just can't reduce, that's a different problem. But the man is...
But you should tell her, the man should tell you, lady, look, my sex life is looking good. If you want to do certain things and you need to get fit.
But she needs to humble herself.
You
ladies need to humble yourselves sometimes. Sometimes we men need to humble ourselves too. That is as much as I will say. That is as much as I will say, Miss Undecided.
But both of them should work together.
That's correct. Okay. Thank you, Miss Undecided.
All those points are good points.
4 minutes after 10. Come in, please.
Hello. PC Brooms?
No, PC Brooms is talking to you now. I can transfer the call to him.
Here. Okay. Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, are you there? Listen.
Turn off the radio.
Turn on the radio. I got my radio down.
Alright, you can talk now.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to understand in this case that you are talking, the people ain't checking about the genetic people. They got some people that they be small. They can eat a ton. They can eat 10 gallons and their dog getting bigger.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. So I don't see where the argument. So if, like they're saying, the people has got certain issues that they will get big. Mm-hmm. And if you're small and the woman get big in your hands, you should accept she do hard or soft.
No, but the scenario obviously said that she's eating too much. I mean, actually, you know, the man watches she sit down and eat herself sick. That's really the problem.
They got some people that is eat, and they don't get big.
But sir, the case before the court, reads that the lady is eating too much. Too often. That is what the case before the court reads.
Okay, all right. Well, then, it isn't too much. And he decided to take she to the gym, and she decides she's not
going. She ain't going nowhere.
If she ain't going, the best thing for him to do is quit then.
Well, then will we ask you? Do we ask in your suggestion?
Okay, then.
Man, is this the problem of yours from?
Anything to do with it?
This ain't nothing to break over. This is an easy one.
She ain't gonna quit. Quitting. All she gonna do is, as I said, humble herself and realize, look, all this eating ain't doing anything good for me.
No, man.
What are you talking about? You know what food is best good?
The lot of eating.
Corn is best good. Corn is best good. Cookies is best good. Pork chops is best good. You really think that? I can tell you something about exercising and all that kind of thing. People start exercising and will lose all the weight in 1 week.
In 1 day.
I have to realize that they may lose nothing and get frustrated and stop.
Right, true.
Suppose now the man decides to tell you, well, look, let me do a cleansing which will bring you down to a certain extent. You don't feel that that should be good too?
That's a start. But if she ain't want to in one place, if she going to do something, she won't do nothing. And that's the problem.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, then she start fat then.
My, yes. All right,
men,
buddy.
You got men that like them big, and the men be small, right? But if she look for one of them.
All right, boss. Yeah. Come in again, please. Come in. We got a lot of calls coming. Queen, while you're working hard, come take this one.
Good night.
Hi, good night. Yes, again. I guess a lot of people calling, but really and truly, I don't really understand the terms they are using where the guy could have to run around the hospital with this lady in a couple of months, a year time, et cetera, for carrying the accessory, you know?
Correct.
Now, the next thing about it is a lot of people calling that probably don't understand where you lose weight in the kitchen. As much as size as you do or whatever the case may be, it all comes down to how you eat as well. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you can prepare a dish and you can let your greens and your salads and things overtake your dish. You understand? And you can come out to a fish or whatever and you will see that you will lose so much weight, they won't even have to go doing a lot of muds and stuff like that. You understand? Controlling. So, that's how you speed up your metabolism as well. You don't understand? So when they come and talking about metabolism and the person body shape and family and this and that, that's not it. They have persons that the parents have said and they're as skinny as whatever. You understand? The reason that these persons are so skinny, it comes with how these persons eat as well. So you will see this person may eat, yes, but what these persons are eating and what are they doing in between the space of eating? Not that you're eating a big lot of food and then you got 3 chocolate bars that you only bag when your husband going along. You understand? And that folks are nothing in between there. You see, it's a whole complete difference. Clearly, the lady don't want to do nothing. She feel good. I don't know if she's in a position of depression or whatever the case may be, ailment, whatever. But I'm saying that she herself can change her diet to help her.
Yes.
And that could be the starting point.
Good shot. Good shot, right. My friend.
Right. Nice.
Excellent nice. Shot. Excellent exactly. Shot. Okay. Thank you. Come in, please.
Hi. Hello. Mr. Husband, how are you doing?
But I hear helping out with the show, man. I hear helping out.
Mm-hmm. Listen to me. Are you on here?
Mm-hmm. Behind me, ever since.
Listen to me. Queen, I want to talk to you, though. You know I got to talk to you. I agree with you. These people seem to be missing the crux of this scenario. Everybody is concerned about the woman. The man criticizing the woman because she getting fat. If she getting enough, she getting fat. There's no two ways about it. First of all, nobody is concerned about the man. The man is showing his love by telling the lady that she is putting on weight.
Yes.
You understand?
Right. And it is a turn off for him. He is turned off.
Thank you.
When he rolled, he said his big daughter telling me that.
Exactly. And no woman wants no big belly map on top of she that after 2 puffs, he out of breath and he got to go and get
the I want to come down. Take it, you know, watch it.
Thank you. So, women don't like no men that when they go in the bathroom, the pimp on the toilet seat.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Man, keep it.
Wait. You listen. Keep it a little cleaner, man.
I'm so sorry.
Keep it a little tighter.
Why the man can't tell her that she's getting big, queen?
Huh? You're not looking out for the man.
If you're big, you're big.
If you're big, you're big. And this thing about genetics, she was not big when he met her. You understand? But she started, but as you said, she started to eat out of control, and she's not exercising. Mm-hmm. That's why she's putting on the weight. Correct. So when you got big legs and you have fat on your arm, you cannot feel good about yourself because you got to feel good about yourself first. And she's trying to help her, so stop blaming the man. The man is not doing anything wrong, women. Come on, get it straight, man.
You've
got to be stop being so hard on the men.
Okay, dear. Thank you very kindly.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you. And now they want, Pepsi Bros, they want us to cook.
Uh-huh.
You realize that's another mistake. Because we can do fish and the salad and all those things there. As you can eat more now.
as the guy said earlier, you know, the first it started in the kitchen. You lose weight in the kitchen.
My yes,
first thing.
He's
actually correct.
Very correct.
Cut out all the rice. Cut out the flour. Cut out the sugar. Mm-hmm.
My yes,
yes.
All these sweet drink taps that have got all people said drink a lot. Sweet drink by there can. A lot of people drink four sweet drinks by there can.
My yes.
Correct. All that is put all the way on you.
Hold on, let me see how many sweet drinks this person drink. Hold on. Good evening. I hope you. Come here, Queen. Come back, Queen. Come back, Queen.
Go ahead.
Queen.
Yes, please.
How are you?
I'm good, love.
Are you doing PC Broom?
I am great. No, I hear you.
I want to tell you something, and I want to tell Ken. The same way we're going to amend our Constitution, we need to amend the marriage vows, because these men don't stick to it.
Oh, Lord.
No, it says in sickness and in health. You married her, you stuck with her for life. That should be the new amendment. You stuck with her for life. You married her one way, you should have went to see her mother before you married her, and you would know how she was going to get heavier or stay the same weight. Use men don't do your homework, you know.
Queen, talk with Miss P.
Do your homework.
Talk to Miss P before I talk to her here.
Listen, the boss family will tell you, I come with a big family, my grandmother, my mother, big, you know, all of that being so just watch what they eat.
And sometimes it has nothing to do with food, because Ken, you know the size of me. I've been that size since I was a teenager. I've never gained weight, but then again, I was a runner. I'm very athletic.
No, you see now you talk with 6 months.
No. And it was not because I didn't want to get bigger or heavier. Because when I see a good-looking woman on the street, she's usually a heavy-set, well-groomed, well-dressed woman. And you men should be talking all this stuff on the radio. Because as far as statistics are concerned, 50% and over are overweight are women. How about that? So tomorrow, no one should talk to you. Nobody that's over that is overweight should be talking to Nanny Hughes, man. Because tonight, you are fat bashing, and I don't like it. You hear me? You laughing, you giggling.
Miss P, you are being unfair.
You know what? PC Broom complained to God because he made them. Have a good night.
All right, darling. We love you. We love you, Miss B.
Yes.
Come in, please. Wait, that we lost that one. 14 after. Oh, there, we only got 15 minutes left. PC Broom, talk.
No,
keep talking.
No, it's not fat. No, it's not fat bashing. No, it's just.
I've got a message here for me. I've got a message here for me. WhatsApp. But it's a very good night, Queen. This is the age of people who cannot face truth, and instead of admitting certain things about themselves, they prefer to attack and share the truth. Serious. I with you. If you're fat, you're fat. I am obese. No two ways about it. Even friends tell me don't say that or say that I am fat as if they are bad words. I stand on the side of truth. Only then can you move on to change what you know must be changed or being satisfied with the way you are. No one's choice but your own.
Right, correct. That's true.
I find that we have a thing about terminologies. Terminology. Check the number of terminologies that has been changed in Barbados over the last, let's say, 5 years. You know, when I was a boy growing up, you were a drunkard because you used to fall down when the great grandma fall down. Mm-hmm. Now you have a problem. You understand? And you say, you're still drinking grandma falling down. You're not brute. You understand?
Yep.
So I mean, listen, you're still drinking rum and falling down, but you have a problem. You right. Understand?
Correct.
Anyhow, let me see if anybody here has a problem. Good evening. Hello.
Yes. Hi again. Yes, please. That's on the point. I hear the ladies complaining all the time. Let me just switch the scenario a little bit. Let me say that she was married to a guy that was wealthy, and he lose all his wealth, all his money and stuff like that. Then all of a sudden, the women is come down on the man. The man's come under pressure, though.
Yeah.
We know men always under pressure, man.
The man has come under pressure. When you walk in the road, the women have their blinkers on a certain standard of gentleman that you're looking for. So if this man decide that he want the Coca-Cola bottle shit, and this is what catches eye or whatever, and you're him, then if you want this guy, you have to do what it is to keep him, which means you got to cut out the eating, get out the exercise, and do what you got to do. Because if this guy used to work when he marry you, and he don't work no longer, and no income is coming in, he come under scrutiny, are you going to try to get rid of your scene over here? And thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Queen, someone has just WhatsApped me privately and says that they like what you said. When you twist the sex and say, look, how would you like to know your man is in a big, big fat belly? He's only doing drinking beer. You know, somebody offer him 2 beers, he drink them. It's 2 more beers, you drink them. And now you're big and fat. You understand? The women will quarrel, though. They will make noise. They say, we're too licorice, too greedy. Left out the people bear because they're free. And then somebody offer you a pork chop, you drink that too. No. Mm-hmm. I know you're huffing and puffing.
True.
No. Come in, please.
Good afternoon.
Hello, is all right? We can hear you, ma'am. Talk with Queen.
Okay, Queen. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I have a friend of mine that's not in Barbados. And she had gained some weight. And her husband tell her that she's gaining weight and to exercise. She told him to come and go with her. He said, no, he's not going to be away with her. He don't want no person to see him with her. Right?
He turned around now.
And he got another woman because she was gaining weight. And let me tell you something. That younger put endless horns in him. She move out, and then he begging her to come back. But no, she's exercising and looking good, and she says she's not going back with him. You see, this is a problem here. I think when two people together, they should talk about this. Communication is very important.
Right, but that's the thing.
But listen to me. He began to gain weight too, and she was telling him, but you gaining weight too. But he didn't see that he was there, but he saw her. Right?
Oh, I see.
But yeah, and he saw her, but he didn't see himself. I know he would like her back, but she's not going back with him. But she's exercising. She go around Prospect Park every morning. She told me, and she exercises. But she isn't losing a lot of it, because that is kind of her niche. And she never was slim. And he would tell her, she would say, look, you know something? I was never a slim person. I never was slim, but he want her to, you know. But that's about it.
That's his fault, though. That's his fault, though. That's his fault. He should have gone with her when she said come.
Yeah, because she's begging him to come and go with her, and he decided he's not going with her because he don't want the person to see him with her because she can't
be. That's the encouragement she needed.
A younger person, the woman put some horns in him. His head could not hold it. Okay, so y'all have a good night. Get home.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Come in, please. Don't harm me, though, but come in.
Hi, good night.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Yes, let me put my 3 cents bit in this.
No, you can put 5 cents worth, not 3 cents. 5 cents worth.
Listen, I understand the woman, though, you know. And I feel the woman have a point to some extent, all right? But let me explain. When two people married, all right? And they have a love affair when they get married.
The man love the woman love the man. Good? Good. Now, according to the scenario, the woman decides to drop out of this love affair thing, as far as I'm concerned. Oh. And she then place her love on the food. You understand? You understand where I'm going with this? You want me to get away? Right, right. Now, her love affair with the food now, and backing off, you know, that's a tight love affair now. The ring now is on the food. You understand? So the man now trying to get she back. No, he can't get she back. So because she now in love with something else.
The food horn.
We get horn early. And he see the development of the horn. You see? From start, she know that how he start. And she gradually, you know, it happened overnight. She gradually fall out of love. You know what I'm saying? So he can't recover from that horn. That's a serious horn. You know what I mean? So I understand what Miss P is talking about, but you see, Miss P might be missing the point. Love is love. Send a woman fall in love with something else. Nothing can't turn she back. If it was another fella, you can't turn she back. So she fall in love with food, all the people talking about. You know what I mean? You get big and you get, you know, she eating a quantity scenario. She eating everything.
Everything.
Right. So it is a scenario where people talk about marriage is love. When you're dealing with marriage, you're dealing with love. So when you're dealing with food over that, and you are watching the love, but you're watching the food, love gone away to the food. And the food carry the ring. Okay. That's my scenario.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right.
We had a night full of callers. We still got some more coming. Come in, please.
Hello, good night.
Hello.
Good night.
You know, the thing I don't get, we supposed to be speaking the same English, right? And people act like I talk in English and somebody else talk in Dutch. People Greek. Do not listen. It's like I say I get on the chair and you telling me I stand up on the stage. I mean, what's so hard about I sit on the chair, right? The scenario was given for what it is, right? The woman does not care about what she's doing.
That is what the scenario says. That is what's before the court.
Every right to say what is on his mind. He started out by telling her he put his cards on the table.
He started
out by telling her, I do not like when somebody is fat, right? And then she eating how she feel like. Her legs are hurting her. She cannot function anymore, and he's turned off. And I don't have a problem with him at all. He put
that's
his cards
right,
on
ma'am.
The table.
That is what was on the table.
Exactly.
People don't listen.
So hard are people missing the point? They don't listen, right? People can't even argue a point properly.
I'm saying that what you say for better or worse, you're supposed to love to take and change. So even if she gets hit, you're supposed to still have the same feelings that you have for her when she was slim.
I don't know if my feelings might change later, but that's why I ain't interested in a marriage, because people are like to say,
isn't it true that feelings are motivated by emotions?
That is very
what
true.
You see, feelings are so if the feelings gone, what could happen here is he can remain in the marriage, but the feelings can still die.
Well, I don't believe in remaining in staying in something if you're not comfortable anymore, especially if the person don't listen, right? It's like beating your head against a brick wall, right? And if she wasn't like that before, and she become like that after they married,
talking to people, especially men and other men.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I want to slip in one last call.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you. One last call, Queen PC Room, we can slip in here.
All right.
So hurry up and make that call. I'm waiting for the lights to come on. We can take one last call. One last call, please. Yes, go ahead.
Sometimes the people, these women be talking to men to tell them, my husband telling me that he's getting bigger. And the mom would be telling, see, don't mind he, man.
Oh, okay.
Don't mind he. He ain't know when a woman look good and all kind of things. She might not even got the motivation to even try to lose weight because other men are talking to she's telling she's like,
I'm fooling her. I'm fooling her. I'm fooling her. All right, take your last call, Queen.
When? Come in.
Turn on the radio.
Oh, it's down. Hi, good
night. Turn on the radio.
It's down.
All right.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
Good night, everybody. Queen, this is how I look at it. When you pass a restaurant, one of the things that get you is the smell of the food. You don't have to see it. You just smell it, and it attracts you. When you see a good-looking man, the sight of him is what attracts you. Maybe they get close enough and the smell gets you. That is before you know anything about his character or what a good heart he got or any of those other things. It is the superficial things that get you first. Well, now, if you declare that you like a quart bottle woman, a quart bottle-shaped woman, that is your preference. Now, you may marry this woman, you may get to know her, and get to know what a fine person she is. And you love the inner qualities of that woman.
Talk your talk, luminary. Talk your talk.
Do not like that big wishy-washy shape.
You're talking like a luminary.
And yes, I agree with you, Queen. If she fat, she fat. Call it ass and ass. A spin. She big and fat. Now, don't let me talk about she. Let me talk about he, because that is what I know. Is he big and fat? No, some people, I got a girlfriend who tells me that she like a shed. You know, she like to know that she have her toes in a shed. But that's quite all right. It's not everybody who wants a shed. Okay? So if you go there, if I marry you for what I see, I can still love you after you get big and fat, but I am not so turned on by you as a big fat person. I'm not going to let you go because I love who you are. But what I can see is no longer attractive to me. It doesn't mean that I can go there and look for Tom, Dick, or Harry. I can still love you and I can still be faithful to you. But I do not like what you see. And if you could please go back to what I was attracted to first, I would very much appreciate that.
You make lots of sense. Lots of sense, ma'am. Lots of sense. Very good. Thank you for your call. Very good call.
You're most welcome, sir.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. PC Brooms, I charge you $500 for the night. Damn, you work me overtime. Queen will know the meaning.
You had a good workout.
Queen will know the meaning of this word. You've made me super arrogate. Techna. Come in, man. Come in.
We had a good little workout today. But, you know, sometimes don't let yourself get too far out there. I always say, you know, something, you start picking at it from early. The thing about losing weight is that once you get rid, you put on a lot of weight, it'll be harder to take off. If you realize that you put on 2 or 3 pounds or 5 pounds, you can start picking at that from early. You just put all the weight from eating rice, a lot of carbohydrates, rice, flour, sugar, all that sweet, all that wood, English potatoes and things. You can cut out English potato and use sweet potato. Less calories and more nutrition. Cut out all the flour, sugar, all that kind of things. Cut out. You use coconut water, drink water sometimes. I go for a little walk every morning, every other morning. A little 30, you don't go walk with the gas for 5 or 6 times. A little 30-minute walk. If you're working in the office instead of, you know, using the elevator, use the stairs sometimes. All the little things just keep off your weight off and keep your fit. I remember we just cut people the NCDs. Diabetes, heart disease, all that. So take
about
that kind of things too. Take
about
the health aspect. I
think I'll
be okay.
All right, and Mr. Sider was very right too. Even
look,
yard and work.
Yes, get Tango Plaza Oakers. Fork up the ground. Bend down and bend it. The bending down and bend up, pulling the bush, the weeds. That's exercise
all
too.
All that's workout. Yes. Find the same foods that you should be eating.
That's right.
My position tonight came from a position of concern about health because, I mean, during the pandemic, bit. And I used to get them out of the house. They tell us, nah, you're going to keep in this bit. You got to get out there and work, take off this bit. And because at the beginning of the school term, he could only buy like 3 buttons on the school shirt. Right now, all but not comfortable. No, he lost a lot of it. And he looking like the boy that from before. And they happy.
Right? All right, so, people. It's that time of night. So everybody be safe. Remember, whatever you do it well. And, come out, yeah. And we'll right. Be back here again next week, same time.
Same time. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Have a good week ahead. Bye bye, y'all.
All right. Thank you. Just call the country. I will put it in my box, get a rainbow for you.